Monday was more than just a day off for Americans. It was a chance to honor the legacy of a man who did much to advance civil rights in the U.S. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger starts our story with a report on Macomb's celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The commemoration began with a prayer.
Lord, the struggle is not over yet. We have come far, but we still have a ways to go.
Continued with a march.
Keep the dream going.
The march began at the courthouse in the center of town. It ended several miles away at Mount Calvary Church of God in Christ, where the program included music.
If I can help somebody.
The program also featured speeches. The keynote was given by James W. Johnson, who said black people have always had an undying religious fervor in the history of liberation, equality, and personhood.
The peculiar genius of Martin Luther King is that he was able to translate that religious fervor into social action.
Johnson is a longtime social activist. Among other achievements, he founded the Gwendolyn Brooks Cultural Center at Western Illinois University. People of all races also came together in Galesburg to honor Dr. King. Tri-State's Public Radio's T.J. Carson has that part of the story.
They met at the First Baptist Church on South Cherry Street for the annual MLK Day breakfast. Organizer Pam Davidson says even though he is a famous figure, it's still important to keep his legacy alive for future generations.
Some of these young kids that are here, and you'll see all ages here, and read some of the essays, they said Martin Luther King was a slave. Martin Luther King wasn't a slave. So even though his name might be popular for I Had a Dream speech, but they do not know all the different things that Martin Luther King done to help all people.
The event also featured junior high students speaking about the Voter Rights Act and how it relates to today. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.